Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that the prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. Acknowledgement to country, I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Lachi Lachi people, and pay my respects to their elders past and present. Be seated, please. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the June General Council meeting. At the conclusion of this meeting, there will be a confidential council meeting, and we will have to ask the public to leave when that meeting comes to fruition. Present, we have Councillor Mill, Councillor Poole, Councillor Brown, myself, Councillor Healy, Councillor Mitacow, Councillor Eccles, Councillor Sedgman, and we have an apology from Councillor Carrillo. We start with item 5, confirmation of minutes, and we have a special council meeting held on the 8th of May 2019. A special confidential council meeting held on the 8th of May 2019, an ordinary council meeting held on the 22nd of May 2019, and a confidential council meeting held on the 22nd of May 2019. Do I have a move?
So moved.
Councillor Brown. Have a seconder. Councillor Paul. Anyone wish to speak against that? Move to vote. All those in favour? Motion's carried. Item 6 is the confirmation of assembly of councillors, and there's a recommendation that council note the assembly of councillor record in the following meetings: the old Aerodrome Sporting Complex Advisory Board on the 1st of May, council forum on the 8th of May, and Mildura Arts and Culture Advisory Committee on the 21st of May. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Sedgman. Second, Councillor Healy. Do you wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. We have no notifications of absence. So we move to item 8, which is the mayoral report. A recommendation of 2 that council note the contents of the mayoral report for the month of May 2019. Do I have a move for that? Councillor Mullen. Second, Councillor Hall. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Just before we move on to the next item, I'd just like to mention I attended the 40th birthday celebration of the Mildura SES, and Captain Michael Helwig is the officer in charge of the Mildura SES. And I'd just like to say publicly how absolutely proud and humbled I am to have been invited to that. They are an amazing group of people. They are all volunteers. They give their time and have given their time, some of them for that full 40 years and more prior to them actually being the SES. And amazing group of people. They helped out enormously during the floods in 2011. And I worked very closely with them then as police commander, and they also attend some very serious accidents, fatalities, use of the jaws of life to extract people in difficult situations and see some horrific things, and yet they continue volunteering. So congratulations to the SES. I think they're a wonderful group of people and they're to be applauded. Thank you. We now move on to council reports for the month of May, with a recommendation of 2 that the council note the contents of the council reports for the month of May 2019. Do I have a motion?
With a report.
So, Councillor Eccle.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Councillor Brown. Councillor Eccle.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I've got three reports to give this evening, and really happy to be able to do this because it brings back memories of years gone by when I was the events portfolio councillor, and we had a myriad of events each month, and it was just great to see that this is picking up once again, and congratulations to our council staff in my particular area. It was a pleasure to represent councillors and council at the Australian Under 14 Baseball Championships. I think it was last weekend, midweek last week. The winning team from Perth won an all-expenses-paid trip to Livermore, California for the Little League Intermediate 50-70 World Series Baseball League. World Series, and we're happy about that. Wouldn't we all be? That age, going out to America to the World Series, just brilliant. Congratulations to Sonatia Baseball and Victorian Baseball, and of course the Mildura Council in the submission to the Australian Baseball League, which won that opportunity of putting it on for 4 years, another 3 years to go. And this will be staged here in Mildura, and I can report that anecdotally that the VIC received $50,000 worth of accommodation bookings, not including many visitors and family and friends, obviously, that would have booked elsewhere. So I don't know, I haven't got it at hand, but our contribution towards that was nowhere near the income that would have been provided to the town. And I can tell you something else too, that the President Cam, of his surname, from the Baseball League Australia, said that he has never been to a championship anywhere in Australia where the business community and the McKinn community in general welcomed them, you know. So, and they were just elated with the town. Lots of them hadn't been to Mildura before. As I just said, the winning team was from Perth, and they hadn't seen Mildura before. Nine teams came from all over Australia. So it just goes to show, and I know council is in their consideration in putting funding aside for these events, that the flow on, because there's some pretty high percentage of people that do come to our festival events, and it's recorded that they do, as a percentage, and they do return to experience our great city in the future from a tourism perspective. So, you know, these events are so worthwhile supporting. Another event that deserves our heartfelt congratulations was the Multicultural Festival staged last week in the City Hall. You know, congratulations to all involved. It was absolutely jam-packed, brilliant event, and I suppose the only thing that could be considered in future events is probably the laying out of the streets out there. But very, very importantly, and we're going to discuss this a little bit later on, the special rate, but to hold these large events in other parts of the Mildura City, I think the Mildura City Hall to be congratulated, and that's the type of thing that all ratepayers want to see in the distribution of our events in the city. But just another thing on top of that, I just think that, and I reckon councillors would concur with this, that we must be the most welcoming and resilient community in Australia when it comes to multicultural community and how we get on. And I just think that somewhere in our marketing, in our branding, that it's been raised, I know, before, at our council planning throughout the municipality, it's got to be high up on the list that we are a multicultural community. And we know how many different cultures that we have in the area that are quite extensive. The last I have for you, Mr. Mayor, is quite extensive, the record, and it deserves it. It's the Mildura Day and the 50th anniversary sister city that was staged on the week of the 31st of May. Having time to sit back and reflect, pass on a heartfelt appreciation to all that participated, I'm conscious of the unique nature of the occasion. The Chapin region has a rich and unique cultural history, ecotourism, fine food and wine, and to this point, what has been lacking is the connecting fabric to all those natural assets. What we have experienced during our Mildura Day and the 50th Sister City anniversary was a unique collaboration, and might I say, an opportunity which I believe could have strategic significance, especially considering the Chaffey Trail Reference Group are currently working through our strategic plan for the future. With all this in mind, I extend my gratitude to all involved, and I'm hesitant in singling out any one person. Mildura Upland Sister City Association, together with members of the Chaffey Trail, were nothing short of superb. The contribution from the Mervyn, Mildura, Redcliffe's Historical Societies, the Cardross Progress Group, and Mildura Rural City Council, and the powerful presentation of Ken Orchard were instrumental to the overall successful outcome. The highlight of the week was most certainly the participation of students from Nichols Point and Randwellie Primary Schools on Mildura Day. And they were welcomed by Alfred Deacon and George W.B. Chaffey, which was good to have them there on the day. And responding to the anthems, both of Australia and USA, they then participated in a range of activities. They were also involved in interactions with our Upland visitors and members of the Chaffey family. Hopefully this will ensure that the rich sister city relationship will continue into future generations. I didn't mention there that there were 16 people that came out from Upland, Mr. Mayor.
Can I ask you one more paragraph to go, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We thank the schools for their involvement as part of the Chaffey Trail Education Program, so important because they're our ambassadors for the future. We also were fortunate to have with us Christina Despoteris, representing the Sister Cities Australia, and Christina took the advantage of meeting with the school teachers to explain the opportunity of a sister school relationship between Mildura and Upland, and Christina also conveyed the same message to the Upland Sister City Executive. And this just reinforced the message that the President of Mildura Sister City, Dennis Jewell, and myself with our deputation to the education institutions in Upland in 2018. So thanks for the time, but I just thought it was important to do a thorough report on what was a magnificent event put in by so many different people in our community. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Councillor Ethel, and thank you for your contribution to the Upland City visit. Or thank you for your show.
Thank you.
Excellent job. Councillor Miller. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Councillor Poole.
Thank you. A few of us councillors were able to attend the Latrobe graduation, which I thought was just fabulous to see so many students of various ages and stages of life complete their qualifications locally across many different areas of education as well. So personally, we were able to reap the benefits of our daughter being able to, number one, still live locally at home, number two, keep working her local job, while number three, fully completing a degree locally here in Mildura. So just a reminder of how lucky we are to have Latrobe here, and I thank them for having the campus so good and their facility here in Mildura, and I also congratulate all the graduates.
Thanks. Councillor Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Mann. Just briefly, I attended the Elga conference in Canberra with yourself, and Mildura got a very good wrap-up by the Deputy PM who opened the conference, Michael McCormick. I think the Mayor said he felt like a rock star walking around afterwards because he spoke about the grants that our community got, the things that we've done and with that money, and what a fantastic community Mildura is. So I think both of us felt pretty good that we came from Mildura, and most of the other towns didn't get a mention. That was a very good start, and hopefully some of the other councillors come up and visit us to see how good our town actually is. The conference was very interesting. One of the things that I found interesting was presentations on low-cost housing, and I think that's something that in our community, at some stage we need to see if we can come to grips with how we do that and how we can get cheaper housing, maybe smaller housing, for parts of our community that can't afford the normal house to build, but maybe one day we can see something like that happen. The good thing about visiting Canberra is you appreciate how tidy and beautiful our city is. The footpaths haven't got big hunks of footpaths sticking up for you to trip over. They're not dirty. It's just, you go there and you realise that we live in a fantastic town and our staff do a fantastic job keeping our town clean, tidy, neat, and it looks like it's loved. I'd also just like to mention the closure of Coralie Lever's gift shop at Red Cliffs this Sunday. There's not many people more loved than this beautiful, courageous lady. And her shop, her presence, her contribution will be very much missed by the people of Red Cliffs. And I'd just like to wish her well for the future on behalf of our community. It'll be a sad day for Red Cliffs, and I think we've all had something to do with her. A lady that's just shone under adversity, so we just wish her all the best for her retirement.
So, yeah, certainly okay, that's Councillor Mel. Any other reports?
Yep.
Councillor Hill.
Thank you, Mayor. I've got three, but I'll be brief. One is I attended this last week in Melbourne, the VGLA's Leading the Agenda Women's Charter Champions, of which Mildura Rural City Council is one. And it was very interesting for me. A few stats that I got out of it was in 2016, for the first time in history, there was at least one woman on all 79 councils in Victoria, and that's after 21 years of work by the VGLA on that issue. Currently, 72 out of 79 councils around Victoria are signatories to the Women's Charter. And next year marks 100 years since the first ever female councillor was appointed, and that was in Richmond, Victoria. And a thought occurred to me, with our new CEO's appointment, we'll have a trifecta, which for the first time will have a female as our federal MP and our state MP and our CEO of our local council. So all helping towards the Women's Charter. I'd also like to just give a quick report on the Sunraiser Gender Equity Action Group, which I meet with every 2 weeks. And we have event planning in progress. One event took place a few weeks ago called Dad's and Daughter's Hairdo Day, which was completely booked out and just such a heartwarming, beautiful event of dads learning how to plait and do hairstyles and wash and dry their hair in a local salon. So that was a really super successful day. We have coming up on the 1st of September Dad's Day Out, Man with a Pram event, and I'll be keeping you posted on that, and we're busy pulling that one together. And my last report is on the One Voice Choir launch a couple of weeks ago. I'm actually a member of that choir, and it's a very unique choir. I urge you all to catch a performance or to recommend it to your networks. The choir is very much about targeting groups who don't normally come out and join or volunteer in groups. We've targeted the domestic violence sector, the disability sector, all our different communities through SMEC, and our aim is after 2 years to have 100 members, and currently after 6 months we have 50. And it's the most beautiful, heartwarming environment, as well as sing for an hour under the fabulous tutelage of Catherine Dufour. We also have supper that we volunteer and make, and we also have a wish session, which can include things like, I need help with English to deal with Centrelink, can someone come to my child's school interview with me, I'm nervous. There's a tree down in my backyard, I don't have a trailer or a chainsaw, who can help me? My fridge is broken, I can't afford to fix it, and the group make things happen. So I urge you all to get behind and support and promote that wonderful choir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hill. Are there any other member reports? No? Okay. The recommendation to note the contents of the Council report is moved by Councillor Eckel, seconded by Councillor Brown. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against that? No, we'll move to the vote. Otherwise, in favour. Motion's carried. Item 10, response to councillor questions. 10.1, Glen Mellon, Benfield Bypass. Councillor Mellon, are you happy with what this
is? Happy with that, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Item 11, questions from councillors. Are there any questions from councillors? Start with councillor Eccles.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. One question. Mr. Mayor, during the week, locals and councillors would have read Lauren Adcock's article on Lodden Mallee productivity rates are plummeting according to the new data revealed in the State of Regions report. I met with the new regional development manager during the week, and I understand that they're putting together a new strategy to put to up to council for their future. So I'd just like a communique to be sent to them asking them whether they are going to address the following issues: labour shortage, skilled labour issues, and is there a plan to address this matter? Thank you.
I'll be able to shortcut that, Councillor Eccles. I met with the CEO of MRD, and that's one of the issues that he's currently looking at.
Working on?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Anything else, Councillor Eccles?
No, that's fine.
Any other council questions? Councillor Healy?
Through Mr. Mayor, a question. I know in the April minutes we were to have a dinner and presentation recognition plaque to Ali Copper, and I thought now that we also have a federal MP, perhaps we could reschedule it to congratulate both women.
We'll take that on notice. I certainly have been in the back of my mind reminded constantly of Ali Copper's Park because it's sitting in the back of my car. But certainly do something about that.
Thank you. Sorry, I have three more. We also talked in the March forum and again in the March meetings about a water policy statement to come from council, and the minutes indicate that we would put on the agenda for the next forum. So I'm hoping we can discuss that at the next forum.
That would be a problem.
Thank you. And I also want to draw attention and ask the question, are we going to have an official response to the local government bill reform proposal paper? It was released on June 17 by the Minister for Local Government. Feedback's due before July 17. Also, the VLGA has sent an email to all of us with a survey that actually the deadline is this Friday. And in view of the introduction of wards to councils, the donation form, voter eligibility and councillor standards of behaviour, along with mandatory candidate training and induction. I would encourage everyone to read and complete it, but are we going to have an official response?
The CEO has his finger hovering under the mic.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, the bill that you're referring to has been reintroduced by the government. It includes all of the proposals that were in the bill currently considered last year by the government, but which didn't get to the parliament before the election. But there are a number of very significant additional provisions in the bill that you've alluded to. Unfortunately, there's a very short lead time in which to respond, but we are preparing a report. There will be a briefing to the next forum to enable the council to respond within time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, Councillor Mellon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've always understood drainage basins, that they were or they are a short-term approach to drainage problems, but now they seem to be seen as a solution. Can we have some feedback, maybe a forum, in regard to what the long-term is and what your drainage issues is?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we
can.
Thank you. Can I ask that we have a solid plan and a recommendation to fund the two OCU proposed museum extension at the airport or to council as soon as possible? We may have the opportunity to have a plane, a FAA Hornet housed here, and I don't want us missing out because we haven't got somewhere to put it. I believe we need to show some initiative that can be done very easily. The hint was dropped by Scott Woodham when he said the visit at the weekend will be the last time a Hornet will fly in and out of Mildura. He was very specific about in and out. To me, that said maybe the next time it will fly in and won't fly out. So I would like to see us get serious about that if possible.
Yeah, we'll take that on notice, Councillor Norman, and I did actually try to get him to leave it here.
Thank you. The traffic barriers. Mummy Islands. Look, I'm sorry, but they're terrible. There's no other description for them. They've got a very high square edge. I'm just wondering what can be done about that. It's very hard to negotiate in a four-wheel drive. If you've got mag wheels, they're at the right height to crack it. They've got a square corner. If people hit mags, they're going to scratch them, do damage.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor.
What can we do about those traffic lines?
Yeah, just getting to the question. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. We know about the...
Councillor Norman, can you just elaborate on that?
I don't think that's a point of order. Thanks, Councillor Eckel.
Well...
I did ask the question, what can we do about it?
I'll adjudicate that. I think it is a point of order because you're asking me to get to the question. But I don't have any problem with you putting it to lead up there. So, yeah, point of order taken, but not really necessary. I think you're about to ask the question.
Yeah. The question is, what can we do about it?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, they are actually designed to Austro standards and they're actually low profile infrastructure, so they're actually designed to be driven over. Unless you're in a really heavy vehicle, all of them are designed to navigate if you're not going too fast through those entryways. So where they haven't been, we are doing a review about where they haven't been actually built to specification and where they haven't, that will be rectified by the contractors. But they are actually all designed so that vehicles can access those streets. But the whole objective of the Safe Streets program is to actually allow pedestrians, especially younger pedestrians and older pedestrians, to use those streets. And they are all just residential streets in a very safe manner.
So could I just interrupt for a second on that point, please, Councillor Norman? Can I just also reiterate my concern as to whether those particular raised areas with the sharp edges could actually damage vehicle wheels, because people have been saying in the paper that they've damaged their wheels. Can that be investigated?
To you, Mr. Mayor. any complaints we get in, the officers are looking at that and seeing if there are any grounds for that. But as I said, because they're all designed, so if people are actually entering those streets as they should be and at the correct speed, there should not be an issue.
Next one is, will the Benedict bypass be taken to the Central Murray Forum issue? The next time we go to that, please, or can it be?
Through you, Mr. Yeah, that's already been requested.
Thank you very much. This one is, what's being done to address the steeping dams on Van Beek's Road and Fifth Street in Mervain? The seepage is actually seeping out onto the roadway, particularly on Fifth Street, and I'm concerned at what that's going to do to the road surface.
Victoria.
Yes. Sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Milne did discuss that with me last week. I haven't progressed the matter any further due to taking some leave over the last few days, so I'll take that on notice and follow that up.
Thank you. In February 2018, I asked that we could have an information session on College Lease land. We still haven't had that, given the problems caused by College Lease, particularly for information for the new councillors. Could we have again that listed for the forum fairly soon?
Yes, we can.
Yep.
The 80 kilometre an hour speed limit that's being introduced or planned to be introduced by the government, cut speeds on country roads. That's going to affect our community rather badly. Again, can we have some discussion on that and maybe offer some feedback back to the government and point out that many of the roads that we've got and people travel long distances to work, sitting on 80 k's is only going to get them fined. And I think it's just going to be an impost on our community rather than actually saving lives, which is what it's supposed to do. But I don't think that's not the only problem that's causing deaths on the roads.
We'll take it on board. Thank you.
I've only got a couple more quick ones. Do we have a driveway no more to pay costing figure for the Mildura South Sport Complex, or could we have that at some stage? So the cost for the overall package, everything finished.
You want a total cost?
Yeah, roads, drains, power. At some stage I think we need that, and for the community to know what the overall cost will be at the end of the day.
Yeah, Mr. Lawson.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the costing that was put to the community for the building of the facility plus the ovals is $36.5 million. However, that is yet to be market tested, and as councillors know, we're going out for tender for that at the moment. When that comes in, basically, hopefully that will be within the cost for stage one, which is $28.5 million. There are other aspects that are related to the project that aren't a part of the project, which I'm not sure which parts are in and which parts are out in the context of the question. But we can talk about that at forum, I guess, because there are, you know, alterations to the highway, the turning lanes that aren't in the project but are part of council's four shadow works that will happen over the term of the project, part of the project. So I'm guessing that's what you're asking.
That's when it's available.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. The last one is, there has been some comment about the public toilets with regard to the multicultural festival, that there was only the Knight Street toilets, and some people weren't happy with the condition of those. Can we actually have that looked at? And also the fact there isn't any public toilets in the mall now. There was one in Clem's building, but that was a private toilet. It's actually been closed off to the public. So can we... I know we've got the toilet strategy, so it might be in there.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, dealing with the multicultural event on the weekend, there was no request to council officers to actually come down addressing the issues there. So normally, if that happens, our officers would ensure it's dealt with, but no calls were put through at all. And the other thing that happened around that event, no extra service was required as part of that event either. In terms of location of public toilets, yes, you're right, the public toilet strategy will be coming to the next forum ready to go at a public exhibition.
Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Any other questions from councillors? Councillor Seth.
Just on the these traffic violence, how are they, what is the formula behind the location determination of these traffic islands? Because I just make a point that the lovely works that have been done at Fifth Street with the resurfacing of the Narrabeen Road on Fifth Street, then I find that there's a traffic island back there on the corner that, and I know that road very well because we've got the other end of it, is frequented by semi-cars getting in and around the fruit box. And it looks to me that traffic island is going to be very, very tight for bigger vehicles to service that road without damaging our new infrastructure
as well.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I don't think you're referring to the pedestrian treatments. You're talking about the new roundabout?
No, the traffic island in the middle of the intersection.
So it will be according to Austroad guidelines, and they would have factored in the vehicles that travel through there, so to ensure that it is appropriate for the type of vehicles that would access that area. And it would have been designed to cater for that.
Perhaps Councillor Sedgman, you could speak directly with Ms. Whelan offline about that specific intersection.
Yeah, it just seems to be that they're popping up everywhere with.
Well, they should only be on minor roads going into residential type areas, so that's not the case.
That is brutal.
Or perhaps you should speak to Ms. Whelan offline and you could take her out and have a look at
to date.
Are there any other questions for the councillors? No, move on, thank you. Item 12, notice of motion, we have none. Item 13, petitions, we have none. Item 14.1, Moderate Arts and Culture Advisory Committee Terms of Reference for Recommendation 2. The council adopt the revised terms of reference for Moderate Arts and Culture Advisory Committee as presented. I have a mover for that. Councillor Mulliker, seconder, Councillor Mellon. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? I move to the vote, all those in favour. The motion is carried. Item 14.2 is the Audit Committee meeting 6/2018-19 minutes summary on the 6th of May 2019 with a recommendation that the Council note the confidential minutes of the Audit Committee meeting. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Sedgman. And Councillor Mulliker, second. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against that motion? I move to vote, all those in favour. The motion is carried. Okay. 14.3 is the adoption of. Jake, you can't second that audit committee meeting because you're at the meeting. You were not at the meeting. You're on the board.
Okay.
So, Councillor Hillary.
It's getting
excited. We need to vote again.
I think so.
Okay. Does anyone want to speak against that motion? All those in favour? Motion is carried.
Thank you.
14.3 adoption of procurement of goods and services works policy, CP083, with a recommendation of council adopt the updated procurement of goods, services and works policy. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Mellon. Second by Councillor Paul. Anyone wish to speak against that motion?
Is there the opportunity to speak, Mr. Mayor, about the procurement policy? Is this the place?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I think in procurement, because we do so much of it, we have an opportunity to write perhaps into the policy and then into contracts with various service providers that the service provider, and in addition to all the other requirements, particularly in item 3.24, the social and sustainable procurement section in dot 4, that we could add to that section that the delivery of the social outcomes is in line with Mildura Rural City Council values, such as inclusion, diversity and gender equity in employment considerations, protecting cultural heritage and natural environment, particularly in relation to waste disposal, and honouring our white ribbon status in the contractor's workplace. I mean, it would need to be worded differently, but I think it's a really good opportunity to actually spread our values out into the commercial sector.
Well, Councillor Healy, you have two options. You can either move an amendment to the motion to include that now, or you can seek to have it amended at a later date.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I beg to differ a point of order. Once a councillor has spoken to a motion, they can't move an amendment to that motion.
Okay, so you'll have to move to change this at a later date.
I move to change this at a later date with this inclusion.
Well, you can change it at a later date by raising your own notice of a motion at a council meeting, or you can seek to have this later on. You can speak against this now and ask to have it later on the table.
You don't get two opportunities to speak to a motion. Councillor Hill has spoken to the motion. You don't get another shot at it. It's moved, seconded. We have to deal with that motion.
For
some reason, it's going up. What's happening? It's a procedural motion. You lay on the table. Can you
hear me? Through you, Mr. Mayor. Behind the policy itself is a whole series of guidelines. And there's also a contractor's code of conduct. So there's a whole series of other documents and mechanisms that actually put in place and do have in place a lot of what you're referring to at the moment. So the policy at a high level addresses the aspects of, social inclusion, social enterprise. However, within each tender, within each procurement as well, there's a whole series of assessment criteria, and those can be fleshed out further in terms of whether there's particular environmental incomes, outcomes, depending on what the nature of the contract is. Elements such as white ribbon is reinforced through the agreements and our contractors' codes of conduct. So we're more than happy to take you through that information, and we can, if need be, enhance the guidelines and supporting components of that. But the policy is just one overarching document, and there's a number of other components.
Thank you.
So where do you stand now, Councillor?
I'm happy to meet with Mr. Prime and go through the guidelines, and I'll come back if I need to.
All right, so I'd suggest that you consider allowing the motion through the vote, and we can deal with your issue later.
I'll deal with the issue later.
Thank you. All right, does anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Okay. 14.4 is the adoption of the refund policy with a recommendation at 2 that Council adopt the updated refund policy as presented. Do I have a mover for that? Council 4, seconded. Council 1 against. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Motion to vote, all those in favour. Motion is carried. 14.5 is the adoption of the Waterway Management Instrument for Delegation with a recommendation at 2. There are three parts to that. I might read them. They're up there on the screen. Does anyone wish to move that motion? Councillor Miller. Seconder. You know, let's just speak against that motion. And with the vote, all those in favour, the motion is carried. 14.6 is the community satisfaction survey results for 2019 with a recommendation of Council note. The Council's Community Satisfaction Survey results for 2019. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Bull. A seconder. Councillor Mullen. Do you wish to speak against that motion? Move to vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. 14.7, adoption of Strategic Resource Plan 2019-20. Recommendation that Council adopt the Strategic Resource Plan and authorise the Chief Executive Officer to give public notice of the decision to adopt the plan. Do I have a move for that? Councillor Miller. I'm contesting reluctance in the room tonight. Councillor Stephen, second.
Thank you.
Anyone wants to speak against that policy? Mr. Provider, all those in favour? Councillor Carriers. Yes, you can.
I do remember there's extensive community consultation at the start of this plan. There's a lot of work by many, many people, so it's pumped well done to everyone that has achieved so many things already in this. And what we're passing tonight is just the update with some minor amendments so basically many reviews of the strategies and altering dates according to title and timing. Just one thing that I would like to maybe consider when we are updating annually this plan, because the plan does go for 4 or 5 years, things such as the actual people involved, for example, CEO Philpott and Councillor Sedgman and Councillor Healy aren't sort of recognised in this plan, and they're still going to be a big part of the following 2-3 years of this plan, so that can be considered.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay, Councillor Street against the plan on the vote, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Adoption of Community Council Plan 2017-21. Update with four recommendations there. This is just an update to the existing plan, obviously some minor changes.
I'm happy to move with Councillor Peel's comments on the last one.
We'll move all your comments on this. It's a straight transfer. You can put it on, though. So, anyone listening, please, against the motion. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Adoption of the annual budget 2019-20. Police in charge is scheduled for 2019-20. The recommendation, please pass the recommendation. They're up there on the screen. Does anyone wish to move that? Councillor Millman. There's definitely some hesitation. Seconded, Councillor Monica.
Yes,
three. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion?
Mr. Mayor, can I just briefly speak to the motion? It's always difficult when you put up a budget and you've got to put a rate rise in there, and we acknowledge that that won't actually be the most popular thing that happens in our term of council this year. But our budget is put together with a lot of work from our staff. It's put together considering the best interests, as we know it, of the community, and to provide, or try and provide, the facilities, the environment, just the wonderful place that we live in, to make sure that we run it properly, look after it, that we've got reasonable roads within the realms of what our budget can afford. Again, that I was talking about, we're comparing Mildura to Canberra, that Mildura is clean, tidy, that our rubbish does get collected, that we've got a town to be proud of, but it becomes a great place to live. And the money actually is spent back into our community on facilities for the community. Financially, it's a very conservative but wise budget. It sees us with around $18.7 million surplus, which gives council some money to go forward with, to use for other projects, etc., in the coming years. So, to our staff that have put all the time and work into this, thank you very much for doing that. And we just look forward to the public works, some great projects, our sporting complex getting built over this next 12 months and actually utilising this money for the community. So thanks to all involved.
Thank you, Councillor Millen. If I could just add to that, the 2.5% increase is an increase in the overall pool of monies allowed to be collected by council, but doesn't represent a 2.5% rate increase. The rate increase is based on your capital accrued value You have to take into account all of the other properties that have been built, all the other industries that have been created, all the other incomes that come in, and then that's flattened out across the entire rate base. So the difference will not be 2.5%, probably not to anyone, I would think. And in addition to that, we've removed the municipal charge, which was a flat 100% fee across all rate payers, all $29,000. And that will be of particular benefit for low income or low value properties. If the property's under 300,000, there's a fair chance they'll actually end up with a rate reduction rather than a rate increase, according to the model that we've done here. So it's not realistic to say that everyone's going to get a 2.5% rate increase. That's just not true. I also congratulate Councillor Brown for his efforts in relation to working on the farm differential rate. The farmers were paying an exceptionally high amount of the rate burden. In fact, so much so that even though we had a 2.5% rate increase or total pool increase last year under the rate cap, a lot of residential rate payers actually were charged less rates rather than more, and the balance was taken up by the dryland farmers who were paying an excessive amount. And so the differential rate seeks to modify that and to even the playing field and make it fairer for everybody. And even with that, a lot of the households, in fact, I think close to 50% or more of the households in the group should actually see a rate reduction. The only people who should see a rate rise would really be those higher value homes. So I congratulate everyone for the great effort and the great work that they put into this, particularly Councillor Brown, most of the farmers, but for the council and the council employees and their budget people, they've done a magnificent job. Thank you. We've got no one who wishes to speak against it, so we'll move to vote. Otherwise, in favour, motion is carried. Okay, there's no one reading this one out. Mildura City Heart Special Rate, with a recommendation of which there are many.
Mayor, if I would say I have a conflict of interest.
You do.
Always. My partner runs a City Heart, so I have to remove this.
I understand.
Thank you.
Sorry, can I see? Did we miss one? I don't think so.
No,
we didn't.
No, sorry.
No, 4 and 10. So there's a recommendation at 2, got a very long recommendation. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Eckhorn. Seconder. Councillor Keeling. Is anyone wish to speak against this motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried.
Mr. Mayor, can I make a statement on this very important issue?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
As the representative for the Mildura City Heart under the Regional Development, can I say that it goes without saying that Council's decision tonight was a very, very important strategic decision for the future of our city precinct. This is a vital document, and I acknowledge also the 41 objections, although I've got a little bit of a problem with the 9 of which came in after the statutory close of date. But I do note the 368 properties within the boundary area dropping. The defining issue was on page 291 with regard to issues raised in support of the proposal, that proposed funding through a special rate is vital to the success of all CBD businesses, and to ensure its success, all businesses should contribute to the special rate in order to achieve a greater good for the CBD, and the level of support demonstrates that this collective coordinated approach remains appropriate. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Eckhorn. Now move to item 15. We'll bring the Councillor back in.
Thank
Councillor Mollet, the city that motion was approved. Urgent business, we have none, I believe. We move to public questions. Do we have any public questions? Ms. Whelan.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I have three public questions, all from the Mildura branch of the Ratepayers Victoria. The first one is, why were the problems raised by Council Mill not identified at the design stage of the traffic island? Well, there are actually no significant design problems. There are some minor things that are being addressed as we go along, and the key issue is around where something has not been built to the specification. That's what we're reviewing and rectifying as we go. Second question, what is the total estimated cost of traffic islands currently being built? The total cost will be $2.1 million. None of that funded by ratepayers. That is all funded by TAC in the Safe Roads Program. And when was this expenditure approved by the councillors? It was, the tender was approved at the February council meeting.
Thank you, Ms. We now have some items of confidential business. There's a tender award provision for e-waste processing, and we have a supplementary agenda for confidential, which includes an insurance renewal program, 2019-20, and a public library and professional indemnity insurance. So they're all matters of confidential, so I'll now seek a motion to move into confidential. Councillor Brown. Second, Councillor Sedgman. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? All in favour? Motion is carried. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance tonight. We'll now move into confidential. I'd like to ask you to thank you.